Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. I need to tell you about the tree that owns itself.
I'm intrigued.
Doesn't it sound like a Shel Silverstein poem?
Yes. Did you feel that processing moment that happened there? Like, pardon? It totally sounds like Shel Silverstein.
Right? This tree, and actually there's more than one tree, but I'm going to talk about one specific one to start out with, is in Athens, Georgia. So let me catch you up to speed. In 1832, a man by the name of Colonel William H. Jackson had a favorite white oak tree. It was planted on his property and it was big and bushy and it was beautiful. And he wanted everyone to enjoy the tree in perpetuity. So supposedly he deeded the tree to itself.
Upon his death. This is like giving your dog money in your will.
Yeah, kind of like that. So, you know, the tree and 8 feet on every side of the tree belong to the tree. And so it will keep its own property. And I mean, that didn't really quite happen that way. He said he wanted it to happen. No one really challenged the law. Now it is surrounded. Well, its offspring, because the original tree fell down on October 9th, 1942.
Oh, no.
I know. And so a cutting from that tree, which was grown into another tree, was planted by the Ladies Garden Club in 1946. That tree is now on the corner of Finley Street and Deering Street, between two streets. It's like you're coming down a hill and you go around a corner and down another hill and the tree is on the corner.
It's not like a roundabout in the middle of the road.
Almost. It's almost a roundabout.
Okay.
And it's surrounded by concrete blocks that kind of look like headstones and a loose hanging chain. And
I'm sure that's exactly what the colonel hoped for.
Exactly. Right. And there's even a plaque by the oak that reads,
good.
"For and in consideration of the great love I bear this tree and the great desire I have for its protection, for all time I convey entire possession of itself and all land within 8 feet of the tree on all sides."
Oh, okay. A few questions.
Sure.
Is he running like on some modified metric system? How did he decide 8 feet, do you suppose?
I don't know. It's so
That's
random.
Odd.
Did he, you know, it might be like, was that how far out the branches went?
That's what I was wondering. And
yeah.
He didn't anticipate it getting much wider than that.
I don't know. Nobody knows.
To be at peace with 8 feet.
Exactly. And it is, and that's all it gets, because now it's got pavement on both sides, all sides. It is a National Historic Place since 1975, and the Athens, Georgia city made it a historical landmark in 1988.
That's my other questions. I feel like it's very gracious of them to have literally grandfathered in that new tree in its place.
And right?
Because I am only moderately sentimental. I would have been like, well, it had a good run. Corner would sure be easier if I could see around this tree.
Well, okay. So here's the funny twist. There is another tree in Eufaula, Alabama, about 200 miles away, that has nearly the same story. You know, it's a city landmark, supposedly granted its own treehood. Nobody cuts it down, but nobody talks about that tree. And the thought is that Colonel William H. Jackson was a professor at the University of Georgia, which is in Athens, right? And people go to Athens, like students, they come in every year, and
yeah.
People are like, what's something to see in town? And they're like, well, have you seen the tree that owns itself? So everybody knows about it.
Huh.
Go see the tree that owns itself, which is,
yeah.
It honestly should be the title of a book. So,
yeah.
Or maybe we should pick something in Spokane and decide that it owns itself. And I think it should
yes.
be something, I think it should be like the garbage goat. Okay. If you don't know what that is, Google it. I think garbage goat should
yeah.
own itself.
I like that idea.
It's poetic.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram kind of a lot more. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.